Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Battlefield of the Mind. Everything that you say and do begins with the thoughts in your mind. Right now, as you are listening, you are thinking about something. Maybe it's about work or family. Maybe it's the ever-looming question of the future. As you think to yourself, where else do your thoughts go? Do you fear, get angry, feel depressed, or worry about failure? These are all tactics that Satan uses to distract your mind from the peace and courage that God can provide. Stay tuned as Joyce discusses the battles that you face in your mind and how God can help you have victory over these and other attacks. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, Battlefield of the Mind.
Last night, we just tried to lay a foundation about how Satan starts so early in our life, trying to build strongholds in our mind, which means that he lies to us in areas and entrenches himself in our thinking, or entrenches his lies and ideas into our thinking. So we live our lives believing lies, which then cause us to behave in wrong ways. So he does it to everybody, and then we all get out there and try to get along together, and it just becomes a real huge mess. The only hope for us is to have our minds renewed by the Word of God, learn how to think the way that God wants us to think, learn how to say what God wants us to say, so we can be what God wants us to be, do what God wants us to do, and have what God wants us to have. Everybody would say, yes, I want to have what God wants me to have. Well, you got to backtrack about several steps and start back over here with learning to think the way that God thinks. I guess a lot of people like me, for a lot of years, I thought my thoughts didn't really matter. Didn't know I could do anything about them. Just whatever fell in my head was what I thought about. If I woke up in the morning, the thought came to me, I'm depressed, and I would just go around and be depressed all day. Didn't even try to overcome it. Didn't think I could cast it down. And what a glorious day it was for me when I learned the truths that I'm trying to share with you, that I actually did not have to meditate and think on everything that fell in my head, that I could cast that out and choose something else that would help me actually enjoy my day and live a good life. Now, in the beginning, it's a little bit difficult because we haven't practiced doing it. We've been rather passive and empty-headed and just kind of wait around to see what's going to fall in our head. But we're learning that now we can be aggressive and take the leadership role in doing our own thinking. Ephesians 4:22 through 24. We're going to take a look at this. Strip yourselves of your former nature. Put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life and became corrupt through lusts and desires that spring from delusion. So the first instruction from the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians was put off the old man. We know that the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things pass away and all things become brand new. However, there's a cooperation that we have to give working with the Holy Spirit, that although I now am a new creature, I need to put off that old nature. The next verse says, and be constantly, everybody say constantly, and be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. And the next verse, and put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image, Godlike, in true righteousness and holiness. So we see that we need to put off the old man, put on the new man, stop living the way we used to live, start living the way God wants us to live, and the bridge to get from one to the other is be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind. Where the mind goes, the man follows. It's impossible to have a positive life and at the same time have a negative mind. Can anybody say amen? That's just not going to work, is it? Well, today what I want to teach you is, when is your mind normal? What is really normal for a believer? You see, what's normal for the world is almost always not normal for us as far as looking at it in God's economy. You know, there's a world economy, but there's God's economy. There's a way the world lives, but then there's a way that we are supposed to live. You know, the world worries, but we get to pray. So we don't want to pray and worry, because then we're still back in both of those worlds. So we have to learn, when is it normal? It's not normal to worry for a Christian. When I say today it's not normal to worry, most of you would think, well, yeah, it's really normal to worry. Well, it shouldn't be for you. For you, that should just be like, well, that don't feel right. That don't feel good. That doesn't fit at all. Have any of you ever put on something to wear and found that you had a few more pounds on you today than you had the last time you wore it? And it was just really, really, really tight. And you tried to wear it anyway, and it just made you miserable all day. Anybody ever had that experience? Okay. Well, that's kind of the way it is when we try to wear things or let our mind be in conditions that don't fit us as Christians anymore. You see, there are things when you become a believer that just doesn't look right on you anymore. It just doesn't fit with you anymore. Maybe an unbeliever could have that attitude and wear that attitude and talk like that, but it's not for you anymore. It's not right for you. Well, it's kind of interesting, because as you grow spiritually, you begin to know that, so you put off those attitudes, you put off those thoughts. And as I have matured in years also, one of the things that I will not do anymore is wear something that's uncomfortable. I cannot stand it, not in the physical or in the spirit. So when is your mind normal? How should you be thinking as a believer? Well, first of all, I think that believers are supposed to have a made-up mind. We need to know how to know what we want to do, make our minds up that we're going to do it, and not change it every few seconds. Colossians 3:2, set your mind and keep it set on things that are above, not on things upon the earth, for you are dead and your real life is hidden with God in Christ. Set your minds and keep them set. Set your minds and keep them set. Set your minds and keep them set. Not set your mind and change it, set your mind and change it, set your mind and change it. You can make your mind up that you're going to clean your house up today and don't let anything change it. When somebody calls and says, let's go shopping, you can say, no, I've got my mind made up. I'm cleaning up my house today. Somebody calls and says, come on, I'll take you out for lunch. Nope, I've got my mind made up. I'm going to get my house cleaned up today. The only way that we can ever accomplish what we really want to accomplish in life, the only way that we can be true to our true selves and follow our true heart desires, is if we set our mind in the direction that we want to end up in. Where do you want to end up in life? Set your mind on that and stop changing it every time you turn around. It's amazing the victory that you can have and the things that you can do if you set your mind. And you can learn to do it, or God wouldn't tell you to do it. People ask me lots of interesting questions, but one I get asked is, well, how do you feel about all the travel you have to do what you're doing? And I say, I don't know. I don't think about it. I couldn't tell you how I feel about it. It would be dangerous for me to think how I feel about it, because if I did, pretty soon I might not want to do it anymore. So I don't think about it. Why? Because I've already got my mind set that I'm going to do whatever God wants me to do as long as I'm breathing. And I don't think about what it costs me. Or, you know, I have to be very careful if I get into thinking about how hard it is, which once in a while I'll go there if I'm really tired. So I've learned a few things over the years, and one of the things is you've got to set your mind and just don't even fiddle around with stuff. I decided almost 6 years ago that I needed to start working out, something I'd never done in my whole life. Didn't want to, didn't think I had time to, didn't care about being sore. Didn't want to do any of it. My husband has worked out for over 50 years, and that's one of the reasons why he looks so fantastic. Well, I did not work out. And one day I looked at myself in the mirror, and kind of everything that used to be up here had gone somewhere else. And I actually really, for me, I can tell you, I felt like that I just had a real revelation from God, that if you want to be strong for the last third of your journey, and if you want to finish what I've called you to do, then this is something you have to do. Yeah, you have to do it. Thank you. But even more than it being about looking better, it's about being healthy. And, you know, we have all these joints and things because we're supposed to move. We're not supposed to just live on the couch or sitting in a chair or sitting in front of a computer. We're supposed to move. So I encourage you to just be as active as you can in worship, because for some of you, that's all the motion you get. But anyway, here's the point. I'll have people tell me, I hate to exercise. I hate it. Can't stand going to the gym. Can't stand it. Hate it. Hate it. You know what? I think I like it. I'm not sure that I do. I don't ask myself. I'm just going. I've made my mind up. I'm going. I go Monday, Wednesday, Friday when I'm in town. If I've got a conference, I go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, at first my mind said, you can't go 3 days in a row. And then I thought, well, why can't I go 3 days in a row? I do other things 3 days in a row. I'll survive working out 3 days in a row. It's amazing the things that your mind tells you that will keep you from doing the things that God wants you to do. So I'm just telling you, make your mind up what you want to do and stop thinking it to death. The first kind of mind that's normal for the believer to have is a made-up mind. We need to have our minds completely renewed. Now, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, very interesting scripture, it says that we are to let the same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in us that was in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, we have the mind of Christ, that we do hold his thoughts, intents, and purposes. Well, what does it mean to have the mind of Christ? It means when you're born again, you also get a new spiritual mind, but you keep your old fleshly mind. Romans 8:5 says, if you set your mind on the things of the flesh, you'll pursue the things of the flesh. If you set your mind on the things of the Spirit, you'll pursue the things of the Spirit. And then it says, the mind of the flesh is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. Think about that. What is the mind of the flesh? It's when I get off into reasoning and I'm looking at things the way the world looks at them, and I'm not allowing any input from the Holy Spirit. You got that so far? The mind of the flesh, sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. You can't live off the top of your head. You can't live just according to what you think. You have to go deeper than that and learn how to sense and discern what God is saying in situations. But the mind of the Spirit, Romans 8:6 says, is life and peace, both now and forever. So we have that mind in us, but it has to be developed. As long as we let the mind of the flesh stay stronger than the mind of the Spirit, we're really not going to change in our experience. The thing that I want for people is I want them to enjoy the life that Jesus died to give them. I'm finally doing that, but I wasted so many years of my Christian life not enjoying my salvation or enjoying God or enjoying myself or anything else because the devil was still ruling me because I didn't understand that a lot of what I was thinking was not in line with the Word of God. Amen? Now, let me just say this to you. I'm not here teaching mind control. To try to just teach people to think positively and speak positively without teaching them the blood of Christ, the cross of Christ, salvation through Christ is nothing more than New Age principles.
Thanks for listening. Start to see victory over your thoughts with today's offer, Battlefield of the Mind Action Plan. The action plan includes CDs, DVDs, and a personal study guide, or you can download it for a donation of $35 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Make plans now to spend your Friday and Saturday with Joyce. Inspiring teaching, heartfelt worship, and encouraging behind-the-scenes moments at the Joyce Meyer Conference.
If you want to get happy, get yourself off your mind.
Coming to St. Paul, Minnesota, August 24th and 25th at the Excel Energy Center. For more information and a complete conference schedule, visit joycemeyer.org/conference or call 1-866-C-JOYCE.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.